Thank you, Steve. This is a pleasant surprise because we talk television with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. I didn't know you were in the studio. I'm very excited you are.
I am.
Hi.
Right here.
Well, I know that now.
Wendy just stared at you for about 5 minutes and said, you're here, right?
I wonder if Kurt's coming.
Yeah, and then you are here. So it worked out nicely for everybody. Kurt, I have a question that's semi-TV related and also very political. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's the question. That was a strange way to comment, but here's the question. President Trump has this plan by which he would be defunding PBS. What would happen? Would PBS fold up? Would we not have PBS anymore?
Well, I don't think they would fold up, but it would definitely affect... The money goes to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and then they divvy it out to all the PBS stations.
Yeah.
And NPR, too, I think.
I think you're right.
It would definitely affect programming.
Yeah.
It would affect the programs that those organizations have set up for early childhood.
That's where we learned everything.
Early childhood learning and stuff. I mean, it's more than just the idea that Sesame Street.
But they're not on PBS anymore, right? They're on HBO.
Right, they have a sharing thing going on. Oh. But other shows.
PBS Kids, there's a whole alleged channel for it.
I think it's more than just programming in that they actually do things in the field, you know, with children and for children and stuff. So it would be a big deal because I think I don't know if it's a huge chunk of their budget, but it's certainly...
Most of their funding comes through donations.
Yeah, a lot of them.
All right. So, but there is still enough to where it would take a huge chunk out of it.
Right? And they've figured that it's like $1.35 per citizen a year with what they're currently getting funded by the government. So they don't consider that, you know.
It wouldn't destroy them.
But
it wouldn't be something
and it is like a tiny minuscule amount of the U.S. budget.
All right.
We're going to see more of those telethons or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they'll have to do, and hopefully they get more on return on their investments and things like that.
Now, speaking of PBS, for a long time, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was one of the biggest things you could see on public television. Now, they're doing something to honor Fred Rogers' birthday. Fred, of course, no longer with us, but he would be 89 years old.
Right. And so all their brands are doing videos and graphics and all kinds of things. And I think PBSKids.org is going to do a bunch of stuff to honor him on Monday.
What an innovator.
He really was. Do you guys watch him on a regular basis?
Always.
I did. I watched that more than Sesame Street.
Did you?
I watched it reluctantly.
Why?
I mean, I watched it because there wasn't a big selection. I liked Sesame Street. I really loved The Electric Company, and I liked Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rogers, it was very gentle. It was
extremely gentle.
Too gentle for me. it really was.
It was pretty low key, but what I don't know.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, that cat was weird. Even if you
Daniel.
Are a lover of cats, Daniel the cat was weird.
Meow, meow, go to the circus, meow, meow.
Well, I am the king. What is my name again? I forgot.
That thing on the train?
King
I love
Friday.
That thing.
And Lady Elaine.
The trolley, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mr. McFeely is here.
That was my favorite part of his show.
Can I tell you the one that scared me? There was one puppet on there that scared me, and it was the duck that looked like he had been in a fire.
I know.
Remember that one?
He did look very
singed. His name should have been Duck Flambé. That should have been his name.
Breast Almond Duck.
Right.
He looked like he was singed.
Yeah.
I don't know
why they did that.
I think the plastic went bad after all those years on his beak. He was very frightening.
As gentle as that show was, I'd be settled in enjoying it, and then that charred duck would
come on. Maybe there was an oil spill or something.
Maybe.
I will tell you.
But I do have my Mr. Rogers sweater.
I noticed that. That's a hipster sweater. They're all coming back now. Kevin has some like that, too. I will admit, he must have had an impact on me because there were several times that while I was getting ready to watch the show, I would change my shoes and I would put a sweater on. I'm not the only one, but it really had an impact, I guess.
I was always puzzled why when my dad came home from work, he didn't immediately change his shoes like Mr. Rogers. I wanted to ask him. When a guy comes in from the work, you change
Gentlemen
his
do that.
And put on his smoking jacket.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was really sweet.
Loved him. But you're right. I mean, the show had a quality that was so gentle at all times. And I remember there were always kinds of myths about Fred Rogers. People go, you know, in the war, he was a sniper. He killed 40 people in the war. None of that's true. He didn't do that. He was too gentle. He would have been the most gentle sniper in sniper history.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow. You're right on that, meow, meow.
Although if he was going to shoot somebody, that cat would have been the guy to shoot. Hey, charred duck, who should I shoot? Shoot the cat. Oh, no. Well, 89 years old, and they're celebrating it, and he deserves it, because he changed the face of television. He was the one who said kids shouldn't be subjected to just violence and stuff. They should be learning and enjoying the learning process, and he was right. So, amazing.
And they should be his neighbor.
Yeah, right. The show Lemony Snicket and a Series of Unfortunate Events has been renewed for another season, Kurt?
Yes, on Netflix.
That's Neil Patrick Harris's show.
Yes. He plays the, what's his, Olaf?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mean uncle.
Yeah.
And it's
Jim Carrey in the movie.
Yeah, he's
great
really,
movie.
He's really funny.
Is it very similar in tone? I'd seen the movie. I don't know if you've seen the show, Wendy. I haven't seen the TV show yet. Is it similar in tone to what the movie was?
I didn't see the movie. But it's similar in tone to the books.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
pretty funny.
It's funny, and there are some things that I think would scare certain age of kids, but they are touting it as a children's show.
Yeah. All right, Kurt Wagner's here. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments for Kurt or us, you know how to reach us, 312-981-7200. More TV talk next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
If you go to tvshowpatrol.com and click on it, you will be treated to a wide array of articles about television. And Kurt Wagner, the proprietor of tvshowpatrol.com, in the studio with us right now.
Hello.
Kurt, there's a TV show that Wendy should definitely be on. You know what show I'm talking about?
Candy Crush?
Yeah, Candy Crush. You should be on that show, Candy Crush.
This is my dream come true. I love Candy Crush. If you go to Dave & Buster's, there's a pretty big Candy Crush screen that's fun to play. But this is a game show kind of thing?
Yes, and they're going to do it. So you said the Dave & Buster's thing is kind of big. Well, this one is giant.
Oh, my God.
So they'll be playing.
How big is giant?
I don't know.
Like stories tall?
I don't know if it's stories tall, but it's probably studio
as big as a Jeopardy screen or something.
That's
heaven.
CBS announced yesterday that it will premiere July 9th, and it will have teams of two people.
Do it with me, Bill.
I can't
will participate on an enormous interactive game board.
Interactive, so you have to move things to make the candy zaps. I don't know.
And it's apparently going to have some kind of new generation technology involved, so that happens.
Will Alan Ludden host this, do you think?
He's no longer with us.
I don't remember who was hosting it. I can't remember now.
It's going to be like a human twister board, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
Where you have to move and contort.
But July 9th.
All right, I'll watch it.
Candy Crush. All right.
On CBS.
You should be on that show, Wendy.
I'll watch it first, and then I'll decide.
If you like it, then you'll be on it. There's a show that Leah Remini is the star of, and it has to do with her involvement in Scientology. And when it first came on, I said to myself, I wonder if this will take off, but it has. People seem to love the show.
Yeah,
right?
And I hadn't watched any of it, and a friend of mine told me that she just learned so much from it and how Scientology works and that kind of thing and what they do to the
folks. I ask you this? For years and years and years, people were afraid to come forth and talk about it because the Scientology people are very litigious. They like to sue you if you say anything bad about them. Mm-hmm. How were they able to do this without getting sued all the time?
I'm not sure. Maybe they are getting sued.
I bet she is. Got some
I mean, she's a former member, and I'm sure she's had to... I'm sure she deals with things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fallout of doing this. But, they've renewed it for a 10-episode second season.
Oh, that's good news.
Which it was supposed to be just sort of a limited docuseries, but they're going to explore more people who are former Scientology members. They're going to have her be talking to
other
more.
Other Hollywood stars or just regular
I don't know
people,
if it's...
Or?
It's probably both.
Yeah.
We'll see who
they could get.
Yeah, she's great.
Such a fan.
I mean, I would say that the Hollywood stars would probably be safer.
Yeah.
Going public.
Yeah.
You know, because they're of their public... People. Of their public... you know, their public persona.
Yeah. What do you know? There's a show on tonight that's a special about Charles Manson. Evidently, they found old footage of Charles Manson from other interviews, and they're running it tonight. Do you know anything about this? Because I keep seeing clips for it.
Yeah, I just know it's
very
on.
Very intriguing.
I just know it's on. I think it's on one of the... it might be 2020 or it one is, of the...
Yeah, on Channel 7 ABC.
Of those shows. I just saw the promos to it. I haven't seen it or anything, but he freaks me out.
All it takes is a second of him on the screen, and you get all jolted.
I know. He looks
so dangerous, doesn't he?
Yes. All right.
You can judge a book by a cover. I know everybody says you can't, but you can even judge a book by a cover, and you can certainly judge him by what he looks like.
Whenever
crazy.
I see anyone with a swastika on their forehead, I do
even
judge
those
people.
Even prior to that. He had that crazy look. Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know if it'll have any new revelations. It might be new footage, but I mean,
I don't know that it does. What they were saying in one of the ads that I saw is that they found, because there was a time where he was doing interviews fairly regularly. I mean, he's older now, so those days have kind of passed. But I remember seeing him on an episode of The Tomorrow Show with Tom Snyder that was really, really scary. And then a couple of other primetime interviews. And
from jail?
Yeah, while he was in jail. Hmm. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's just, like I said, outtakes of that sort of thing. Yeah. What else should we know? What's coming up in the next
couple
today
of
weeks or so? Yeah, today
is
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. And Acorn TV, which is my favorite little British streaming service, mm-hmm. has this new Irish law show called Striking Out that starts today. And it's from Ireland. And it's about this woman who basically strikes out in every way. She gets... She catches her fiance with a fellow lawyer in their firm, so she dumps him.
Yeah.
Then she leaves her job because she can't stand to work with either one of them, and strikes out on her own. And it's sort of her adventures, and it's kind of a comedy drama.
And is it running currently in Ireland, or is it a show that
yes.
was a hit there years ago?
No, it's a new show. This is the U.S. premiere of this show.
You know what is cool about European shows, British shows, Irish shows, and stuff like that? Here in the United States, for the most part, until recently, a show was either a half an hour or an hour, and that was it. But a lot of times in Europe, a show will go over. You'll get a show that goes 35, 40 minutes and stuff like that, and that's fine. They just throw it in that way.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's – they don't have as much advertising or what. I don't know. But yeah, it's always fun to see that. And on streaming services, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, they just go like that. And then also a German show, the first Amazon show from Germany starts on Amazon today. It's called You Are Wanted.
And what is that?
And it's a thriller that involves this man whose identity has been taken over.
Yeah.
And he's being set up as a terrorist.
Oh, that
and,
sounds
and
good.
And they do all this crazy stuff with technology to him in this, and it's really kind of frightening. And then on Netflix, Marvel's Iron Fist, the latest.
Oh, a Marvel superhero show.
The latest superhero show starts today.
Really quickly, I know that Nick Cannon had been the host of America's Got Talent, but he got in a bit of an argument sort of with the producers over a joke that he told.
Yeah, he made some joke.
Yeah, and he's no longer the host, right?
And Tyra Banks.
Is it going to be Tyra Banks?
Yeah, they just announced that this week.
Right. She has a bad temper.
Does she really?
Don't get her mad. Yeah.
All right.
Dancing with the Stars starts Monday with our favorite baseball player.
David Ross. Former Chicago Cub catcher David Ross is one of the stars.
I bet he does well. Athletes are really talented.
I don't know that they've done a baseball player on the show before. It's usually football guys.
Yeah, it's football guys and...
But he is really talented.
And racers, car racers.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of car guys.
And Chicago's also represented by Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T's on there too.
He's one of the dancers as well.
I pity everyone, especially his partner.
Pity your two left feet.
Kurt, thanks so much. I hope you have a great weekend. It's Kurt Wagner. His website, again, is tvshowpatrol.com. It's a good one. Stick around, some news, and then just Barry Manilow, that's all.
And Carney Wilson.
And Carney Wilson.
Yes.
How about that?
We're squeezing everybody. No,
separately. Okay. Yep. All right, stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.